Hi, this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio, brought to you by RightsRadio.com, StarPublications.com, and StarPublishing.com. And that's Star with two R's. Our topic today, credit report secrets. It's all in the how-to. It's taken for granted that most people understand how to request, how to access, and how to repair their credit report. The next how-to on the list, how to explain your credit issues to banks and other lenders. I'm happy to have our credit expert, Joe Stallard, on the line. Joe, we've gone over the ins and outs of credit reports on several prior shows, but while we were speaking last week about Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you shared a fascinating story about a case of mistaken identity. The story provided great insight. Can you share it?
Sure, Joyce, I'd be happy to. And what I'd like to do is to back up just a second and kind of preface the story with a little bit of background information. Whenever we as individuals apply for credit, if we're dealing with, for example, a car dealership, a really good financial manager, this is the person that you'll normally be dealing with at the car dealership or at whatever credit facility you're trying to get credit from, will typically be the one who pulls your credit file and takes a look at it. Now, if you've had some issues in the past, the job of a good credit manager is to explore those issues with you. And in the particular case that you were talking about, that you made reference to, we had a young man who came to visit us at the car dealership. And when we pulled his credit report, he had filed for bankruptcy. And prior to filing for his bankruptcy, we examined his credit report and we noticed that he had actually very good credit up until about 2 years before filing for bankruptcy. Suddenly, things began to change in his credit report. He had a couple of houses, a couple of mortgages that he had lost to foreclosure. He had three vehicles that had been repossessed. Once we looked at that, we realized that there must have been a particular event in his life that happened, and we began to question him. And as I questioned this young man, I said, the banks are going to need to know a story. They're going to need to know what happened to you if you ever expect to have any chance of getting financed again. And he told us, well, the reason that I lost my homes and the reason that my vehicles were foreclosed was because of a case of mistaken identity. And that obviously raised our curiosity level, and we said, what do you mean by mistaken identity? And he said, in this particular case, I was mistaken for somebody else, and I got shot five times. As a result, I was in the hospital for about 6 months, and it took me another year and a half to recover. And while all this was going on, I lost my business, I lost my rental property that I own, and I lost all my vehicles. Well, it was a pretty interesting story, and it was pretty well borne out by the fact that included in his bankruptcy was over $100,000 worth of medical bills. When we talked to the bank about this, the bank said, look, we don't want anything to do with this guy. And we said, well, you need to hear the story behind what happened to him. And we explained to them what had happened. They did some further investigation and came back to us and said, okay, we'll take a chance on the guy, but here's the deal. He's interested in buying a new truck. We need him to pay at least $5,000 down, and we'll do the deal for him. Well, it wasn't really an issue for this guy because he was in a position at that time he was able to pay some $6,000 or $7,000 as a down payment. He was a tradesman in the construction industry, and he happened to be very good at what he did, so it really wasn't an issue for him to find work at the time. But as it turned out, he was able to get his new truck, he was able to get his credit back on track. A couple of years later, I understand that he wound up buying another house and had begun to wipe out all the past issues that had plagued him in his credit history.
This is a really remarkable story because I think most people would not expect that banks care about the story or the backstory in this case.
Well, the banks do care about the backstory, but there needs to be someone working on your behalf as an intermediary to give them the backstory. The banks are busy. The credit analysts who work for the banks, and these are the people who make the decisions as to who gets granted credit and who doesn't, unless they know that there's a backstory to a particular issue, if they look at a credit report that on its surface appears to be deficient, they'll just automatically reject it out of hand. But if you let them know that there's a story behind it, and in this particular case, what we did was we waited for the bank to look the credit report over. They sent us a turndown and told us, no, we're not interested in doing the deal. And at that point, we knew which credit analyst was looking at the file. We picked up the phone, called them, got them on the phone, and in a matter of a couple of hours, we were able to get the decision turned around.
That's remarkable that you took the time, that you found that analyst. Is everybody able to find such an intermediary? This must be very unusual.
No, it's not all that unusual. If you're applying for credit, and in this particular case, I'm referencing car dealerships, if you're applying for credit, then your initial contact is going to be the finance manager at the car dealership. Now, these are people, just like the rest of us, and you'll find that they're good people, they're bad people, they're lazy people. They'll either go the extra step and try to convince the bank that, yeah, this is a contract worth considering. A lot of them will just take the attitude, no, the credit report's bad, I'm not interested in pursuing this, and they drop it right there. So finding yourself, in this particular case, finding yourself a good dealership with a finance manager who's willing to be your advocate and help to get the deal put together for you is an important issue. And it's like everything that we do in business today. And it's like all of our relationships. It's based on relationships, and it's based on, do I want to do business with these people?
Would the same apply to the mortgage industry?
Sure does. In the mortgage industry, if you're dealing directly with the mortgage company or a bank in this case, you're still going to be dealing with an individual. There's going to be one person who's the point person in terms of handling the mortgage application. It may be a loan officer at the bank. It may be a loan officer at a mortgage company. But at any rate, there should be one person who you should be able to get in touch with and be able to talk with directly. If you've got a story, if you've got a backstory behind some credit issues, they want to know that, because generally speaking, most of these people want to put the deal together and they're looking for reasons. And you need someone to give them the reasons. You need to have your story in order and then have somebody who will speak on your behalf.
Joe, thank you so much for this insight into the backstory and the how-to. And again, for joining us on Rights Radio.
Joyce, you're more than welcome. I appreciate your time and always enjoy being on the show with you.
And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.